Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between Minnesota State University Mankato and the Center for Rural Policy and Development. I'm Jim Gullickson, and here's Marnie Warner.
Good morning.
Nice to have you here. I understand that you're busy doing more research, which is good, because that's
right.
What you do.
That's what the center does, yes. We're actually launching a new research project that's going to look at actually pre-K through 12 education, and we're going to be looking at best practices, and we're going to be looking for strategies that will help school districts save money, help with their finances, while maintaining or improving their quality of education.
Wow, so sort of almost a streamlining effort, if you will.
Right, yeah, because, well, as we all know, school districts in rural Minnesota, well, school districts everywhere are facing challenges, but in rural Minnesota, they have unique problems. A lot of them are having declining enrollment, and we know that there are sunk costs involved with educating kids. No matter how many kids you have, there's a certain expense that goes into that. And so when you have fewer and fewer kids, those expenses don't decline as the number of kids decline. And so, you know, consequently, it becomes more expensive to educate each kid, mm-hmm. you know, in a school district. There's also transportation issues. You have to bus kids farther. There's also the challenge of immigrant children coming in and the special services that they often require. And rural districts are just facing a lot of these issues, and we're hoping that we can help them with some new strategies in those areas.
So what do you do about, you know, recruiting researchers to do this sort of thing? Do they come from all different walks of life? Or?
Yeah, that's something the center has really tried to do over the years. We will recruit researchers from the University of Minnesota, from state universities and colleges around the area and around the whole state. And we've even gone with researchers from non-academic settings, people who are from nonprofits and other research institutes. And so over the years, we've managed to build up a really good collaboration of researchers and just access to that resource all over the state. And it's really paid off for us.
Well, this is a really interesting project that you're starting then. Again, it's going to be looking at pre-kindergarten through 12th grade
mm-hmm.
and sort of seeing what best practices are so that school districts and obviously for the Center for Rural Policy and Development, outstate school districts, what sorts of things they can do perhaps to streamline, make their school districts more efficient.
Right.
Isn't there some other information you're going to gather from this research?
Yeah, the other important part of this is going to be a demographics component of it. We're going to be looking at population and population trends in regions around the state to project where the population is going in the next 20 or so years. Is it going up? Is it going down? What types of new students will be coming in? And this is just really important for the planning aspect of this, too.
Well, thanks, Marnie. This has been Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between Minnesota State University Mankato and the Center for Rural Policy and Development. We'll catch you next week.